And welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. During the first two segments of Motherload Views, we focused on law enforcement issues related to the response to COVID-19 and different rules and regulations that are in place. During this next segment, we're going to change the focus a little bit. It is Easter weekend, and it's a bit of an unconventional Easter weekend as people are stuck inside, many people watching services online or possibly on air. And at this time, we're going to play an interview with Tuolumne County Supervisor Anaya Kirk. It was done as Supervisor Kirk announced the creation this week of a Hope Line. He's going to talk about what it all is and how it came together. And here is the interview now with Supervisor Kirk.
What it is a few weeks ago, I noticed a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, and just seeing the news. People are really anxious about what's going on, specifically with COVID-19, with the economy. You got a lot of moms home with their kids. A lot of people not work, and specifically in our community with a lot of elderly, a lot of people are home alone. And so I just noticed that there was a need where I think more now than ever people want to have accurate information. They want to have conversations. There's a big mental health, behavioral health element to what's going on with our population. And so I was able to reach out to some of the local churches who really want to be involved but don't necessarily know how this time. So what we've created, and with the help of Cynthia Hallman, who is a school counselor and also a co-founder of Lantern of Light Ministries, which is a faith-based suicide prevention ministry, we developed and we worked very close hand with behavioral health. We just developed a hope line where people can call in if they want to simply be heard, if they have some concerns, anxieties. I have right now 34 volunteers who have a list of resources who can help point people in the right direction. But, you know, this is also, it's a hope line. It's a faith-based person that you're going to be talking to. And, you know, there's a hope that we as Christians have. I know as a young person, when I was young, I went through some hard times and gave up on a lot of things, but one phone call to a friend of mine changed the trajectory in the course of my life, and it gave me hope. So we just want to bring connection. We want to bring love. We want to bring resources, but also if people want a different perspective from a man or woman of faith, that's what this hope line is for.
Yeah, it's great to hear. It sounds like the community really stepped up to this and kind of really got it rolling and wanted to do their part.
Yeah, it's one thing to have an idea. You know, I have an idea, but it takes a whole nother level and commitment to actually make it happen. And so I was really blessed, like I said, to have Cynthia Hallman and several pastors and community members really take this and run with it. And they're the ones who really are making this happen. So I'm excited to bring this and roll this out and to really just start loving on our community with it and opening up doors of opportunity where the churches and members of the faith-based community can really just lend an open ear, but then also some resources if needed.
And have you been working with other agencies as well in regards to if somebody calls and has something that they might need additional help with, you can put them in the right direction?
Yeah, so I've been working really closely with Michael Wilson, who's the behavioral health director, and we got a list of resources that should people need, whether it's I'll just tell you, there's pages of resources that we have, our volunteers have on standing by. But also, I want to make real clear, this is a hope line. So if somebody calls in and it turns into maybe more of a crisis situation or maybe they need treatment, then we've been communicating really close with behavioral health, and we will be working with behavioral health to field those people to them. And again, this is a hope line, and if somebody has a crisis, there is a crisis hotline, which is 533-7000, and that is specific for mental health crisis issues.
I imagine during this time, too, with people who can't go out, who are struggling, who typically would go to church on Sunday, this could be a nice opportunity for them, too, to reaffirm their faith and just hear, you know, from fellow believers.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I think you know, it's been interesting times for all of us. I, for the first time in my life, I haven't been to church in over a month, and it's nice to watch videos, connect with people, but it's another thing to actually pick up the phone and have a conversation with somebody, especially, you know, not somebody on the other side of the state, but somebody right here in our local community. And I think for me, you know, there's a few scriptures that I've always referred to when it comes to hope, and one of them is Romans 15:3. It says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope." And I think one thing that I'm seeing is a lot of people have questions, a lot of people don't have hope, and I'm telling you, the Bible says we're going to go through a lot of hard times, and it's not always going to be peachy and rosy, but if we have each other and if we trust in Him, He promises it's His hope and it's His peace and it's His love that can fill our hearts and give us a hope for the future. So, whether you're a non-believer, a believer, it doesn't matter. We just want to connect with people, talk to them. It may not even turn into a conversation about what we believe. We just want to be open ears. We want to be a resource. And we have a lot of volunteers who just really want to be a helping hand right now during this pandemic.
Well, Supervisor Kirk, anything else I didn't ask about that'd be worth noting?
No, I want to thank everybody who's gotten us to this point. And I just really encourage the community. It doesn't matter what background, what issue you're going through. We're here. We're a resource. The Hope Line is there to be a lending ear and to provide resources. And if you have any further questions, we have great people who are on standby to be there for you.
Again, that was Supervisor Anaya Kirk announcing the creation of a new Hope Line in Tuolumne County. And the details of that line, it is now operational Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. The phone number for the Hope Line, 209-533-7991. Again, that's 209-533-7991. You can also find a list of other numbers and services in response to COVID-19. Behavioral Health has a hotline, Adventist Health Sonora, Tuolumne County Public Health, Calaveras County Public Health. Various hotlines are out there that you can call in and ask questions that you may have. You can find that list up on the COVID-19 page that you can find linked on the homepage of MyMotherload.com. If you miss this Motherload Views, you can find it archived as well up on MyMotherload.com. We'll be back next week with more Motherload Views and continuing our focus on the local response to coronavirus and COVID-19. Stay healthy and safe.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.